That was about UNWTO. Let us move to PATA, that's a Pacific Asia Travel Organization. That's the logo that we can see. Now, when we talk about PATA, we are talking about how to develop the Pacific region of the world for tourism as a tourism destination. Now, it promotes tourism in Southeast Asia. So that is when we are talking about Southeast Asia, which also comes under PATA as the umbrella area. It also includes India under PATA, that's the Pacific area. All right, its activities are mainly in the United States. Why United States? Because this is the major market for the Pacific Asian for the Pacific region as such. So most of the world's which supplies a lot of the world's tourist traffic. So their activities are concentrated here. Like most travel organizations, PATA help develop destinations for tourism by providing advice, plans, travel schemes, and provides information, especially through its journal, the Pacific Travel News. Now, when we are talking about development of tourism industry as such, we are talking about information which plays a vital role here. So, tourism as such, the information which is given, that is by providing advice. Over what can be done to develop such travel and tourism trends, then plans the travel schemes and provides information. So here again, we are talking about how to develop the schemes. So suppose if I am a country in the Pacific Asian region, the advices can be what will be the travel policies or different kinds of schemes which can be taken place, which can be made implemented to overall increase the travel tourism industry in that area. In governments as well as other tourism tourist industry place players can be members of PATA. So all of this can be members of PATA and to achieve the overall goal of raising the tourism industry development here. The next one that we have on agenda is Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Let us see what this is about and what are its functions. Now, it was formed to help the countries cooperate to achieve development in again overall development. Out of this, there is a committee which concentrates only on tourism, because clearly from the studies we understand that development can be possible and tourism can play a vital role in overall development of a country. So it has developed its own tourism committee, which representative with representative officials from all of its member nations. So the member nations representatives are represented in the tourism committee which is there. It collects statistics. These are what the functions are being done by them. Statistics, conducts research, tries to remove barriers to travel within the member nations. Now, there are certain policies which are taking place with respect with the help of this committee, wherein such policies will allow free travel and relaxed visa rules between countries. So all this can be done by this particular organization. Again, it is just the maintenance of statistics. The statistical numbers are important, especially when the countries need to research for a plan to develop the tourism industry. So these statistics are maintained by the committee, and research is conducted. OECD tourism document on trends and policies provide comparative knowledge, both policy and data, through thematic chapters and country-specific policy and statistical profiles. Now, this is the kind of data that is essential and important when we are talking about tourism on a global platform. So, this is the policies. These are the data or the information that this particular organization, this particular committee provides, and this data can be used for developing the tourism industry. Now, what does this report does? The report highlights key tourism policy developments, focuses on issues that rank high on the policy agenda, and provides a broad overview and interpretation of tourism trends in the OECD area and beyond. Now, let us check what exactly this report does. Now, after collecting the data on various things, it concentrates on that particular data. It analyzes the data and finds out what and how it can have an impact, whether positive or negative, on overall scenario of that particular region. So, suppose, for example, if we are talking about a tourism trend wherein from the data we have understood that there are many people traveling from A to B in months of Jan and Feb. All right. So, this data collected is on a preliminary basis. Later on, it has been analyzed. There are certain statistics which are being drawn, and a report has been submitted as to why such thing is happening. What are the changes that have taken place to promote such a trend? As soon as we know the reason behind such a trend, we can either use this particular information for benefit of the tourism industry. So suppose if this is happening because of, say, change in kind of climatic zones, or change because of certain demographics in country A or country B, or there is a festival or an event which is organized, or any other patterns or any other trends which is coming up, care can be taken that it is developed and made sure that it is more positive rather than negative. So that is how it can, that was one of the example how it can help in doing so. The tourism trends and policies in an international reference and benchmarks on how effectively countries are supporting the competitiveness, innovation and growth in tourism. Now again, it also studies on a country-wise level. It compares what all things are going on when we are talking about travel trends in a particular country, and gives a entire global picture about overall tourism trends which are taking place. So this is again one of the things that they analyze. Now next, what we have is European Travel Commission, ETC. As the name suggests, it is concentrating on European countries. ETC was founded to help European nations cooperate in increasing tourism within Europe, to exchange information on tourism and its marketing, to undertake research and promotion. Now, when we concentrate on Europe, we know that these are independent individual countries grouped together in the continent of Europe. All right. Now, clearly, the view is to attract maximum tourists, make sure that there are the tourists are attracted more, and are basically making sure that the policies are such that they are relaxed, that is, more and more tourists will be coming to European nations. So how do they do that? They are doing that by exchanging the information. So suppose if country A and country B are two landlocked countries, they're sharing borders, they can come up with exchanging their information together. This information can be used for benefit for both the countries, and they can come up with a policy which will make sure that both the countries are gaining more when they are together in that particular policy or any kind of promotional event for tourism. Now, what are its members? Its members are the national tourism organizations of 33 European countries, including the EU, European Union member states. The NTOs are full members. Regional cross-border organizations and tourism-related bodies may join as associate members. So that forms the membership of the ETC, that's European Travel Commission. So when we are talking about the individual countries, they are represented by their own national tourism organizations with ETC. The ETC's principal focuses on the commission's work are electronic marketing, market intelligence and operational excellence. Now these are the three things that have been at the focus of ETC. Now when we are talking about electronic marketing, we are talking about the internet boom that has been seen in tourism. We are talking about how better one can use this internet boom for its own benefit. Market intelligence and operational excellence, they are coming up with various schemes, various policies, various organization skills which can help to maintain a particular standard of that of overall tourism industry here. So when we are talking about market intelligence, they are coming up with various kind of ideas by which a focused information can be taken place from can be taken by the market, and it can be this information can be used for their benefit. ETC currently promotes and markets destination Europe around the world. Now this is something which has been marketed aggressively, and this is one of the major reasons why Europe has been seeing its boom. That is clearly there are many people who are visiting the European countries, and the marketing strategy which is there is the responsible for this is the destination Europe, which is around the world, which is there are markets, there are magazines which are there which have articles about each and every country in Europe. There are websites, there are blogs, there are various articles which are released on many international tourism journals. So all this is the work of ETC. ETC's market intelligence group commissions and produces market intelligence studies, handbooks on methodologies and best practices, and facilitates exchange of European tourism statistics. So this comes under the wing of market intelligence group. This is wherein they are forming the methodologies, how well can one use the present trends, the present market, and how one can come up with better strategies to attract more and more travelers. Now the other wing, which is the marketing and technology network. Now it provides information, first of all, that is the key point, wherein if I have an information about a European country, that's when I'm going to go to that country. And expertise about the use of digital media by national tourism organization, produces the new media review and organizes an e-business academy once a year. So pertaining to what the present trend is, how the people are using more and more technology to assist them in their travel programs or travel plans, ETC is coming up with this technology network. It is trying to say, for example, if we can just quote an example here, saying that the overall visa, online visa processes, etc., all of this form a part of making sure that the entire process of travel is more and more technologically advanced and it is convenient. All right, not only from the government's point of view, but also from the traveler's point of view. So this is wherein they are developing those. Now next what we have is the Indian Ocean Tourism Organization. From the name itself, it suggests the places which are in and around Indian Ocean, which can be of touristic importance, tourist importance. Now IOTO was recent, it's comparatively recent, founded in 1995. This organization seeks to encourage tourism in Indian Ocean regions. Now when we are talking about Indian Ocean regions, we are talking about the island nations which are there. We are talking about the places in and around Indian Ocean. Now if we see the history of this particular region, there are they have unique history over here. This is because of the remoteness of those islands, and it has massive potential for development. It are if we actually study those countries, they have a very unique culture which is concentrated on that. So that can be their USB. It is yet to be explored. So that is what is been done here. 1995 saw the foundation of IOTO. So helps members cooperate and coordinate policies, promote better transport services between members, encourages better services and helps reduce travel barriers. So all this comes under the cap of IOTO. This is what they do. They are recommending various policies. They are recommending various steps as to how travel can be more convenient for the travelers, how more travelers can be attracted to this particular destinations. Today, the Indian Ocean area ranks among the region's most prominent tourist regions among the world. So clearly the organization is working hard to make sure that the potential is the potential which is present is capped more. Now we come to IATA, that's International Air Transport Association, and that's the logo here. Now what are the activities of IATA? Let us take it one by one. IATA aims to represent and serve the world airline industry. It helps organize safe and convenient international air travel for people as well as freight. So when we are talking about the overall tourism industry, IATA is one organization which is focusing more on the airlines. It is also focusing on the travel partners or the other travel providers, but airlines form the major chunk of the organization. Here, the main aim is to make sure that the travel, the civil aviation is safe, it is convenient, comfortable for both from respect of the air travel companies and the people who are going to use it. IATA is the trade association for the world's airlines, representing some 250 airlines, which is approximately 84 to 80% of the total air traffic. IATA supports many areas of aviation activity, helps formulate industry policy on critical aviation issues. Now, when we are talking about critical aviation issues, this can be, say, barriers of movement from one place to another. For example, if a country A and B are there and they have certain political unrest going on, what about the civil aviation which is taking place from country A to country B? All right. What about the planes or the airlines which need to pass through both A and B to go to C? Okay, these are certain critical issues. There are other issues wherein we are talking about the safety security measures, the liability issues which comes up with the airlines. So all this are coming under IATA, wherein IATA provides certain policies, for example, the taxations, other rules, how the international laws can be applied, etc. So these are certain areas where IATA plays a role. IATA tries to standardize tickets. Now, when we are talking about standardized tickets, it is IATA which formulates certain formulas as to how the airfare of tickets are calculated, how they has to be universally accepted. Baggage checks, accounting procedures, that's what I just said right now. It is also involved in industry support, environmental issues, consumer issues, regulation, legal monitoring. So all this comes under IATA, wherein it also deals with environmental issues. For example, there are certain countries which are trying to curb pollution which is caused by the airline industry. IATA will help formulate certain policies, certain steps to make sure that the negative impact on environment is lessened. Then there are consumer issues as to how do we solve the consumer issues which might come, wherein the travelers, the ones who are actually using the airline services, are benefited, are not fooled or taken used in a wrong way by the airline industry. So there are certain policies, certain laws, certain regulations which are put forth by IATA and made sure that the airlines follow them. Legal monitoring, the laws which are made. Through this, it links the several air carriers into a unified service system. So this is how the entire service system is linked. For example, if I'm talking about today's world wherein I have to go to point from A to B to C to D, I might have to take two different carriers. So how does the accounting procedure of that particular carriers take place? How do they cooperate internally? What are the various taxation rules or other international rules that play a part into it goes? So all this comes under IATA activities. The next what we have is International Civil Aviation Organization. That is the logo for it. Let's see what ICAO does. ICAO is an organization of governments joined to promote safety and efficiency in civil aviation worldwide. It formulates and implements standards and practices, laws concerning civil aviation, navigation plans, etc. So here again, it is aviation that is the main focus, as clearly the name suggests. ICAO Council adopts standards and recommended practices concerning air navigation, its infrastructure, flight inspection. So here are the policies which are taking place not only for the airlines but also on the ground level. Prevention of unlawful interference and facilitation of border crossing procedures for international civil aviation. Now let's understand this point with respect to examples. Now suppose when we are talking about certain standards which are which needs to be set up, because it is a global platform wherein it should be applicable universally. So suppose we are talking about flight inspections, what are the things that can be covered under flight inspection? This is something which ICAO puts forward with. Again, its infrastructure, what all things are needed for an airport or an airline to operate in a safe way, in a comfortable, convenient way. So all this are the recommended practice, whose recommendations, the recommendations are done by ICAO, and these are followed universally, that is by all the airlines which are the member airlines of the council. Prevention of unlawful interference and facilitation of border crossing procedures. Now here again, how much interference the government and how much interference the airline companies, then again how the security of that particular country, all of this coordination, what are the policies that needs to be there so that the tourism is not hampered, the safety of the travelers and the country is also balanced. All this has been studied by ICAO, and further ahead it is making sure that there are the recommendations are made and they are accepted and implemented on a global level. So all of this comes under the major functions of ICAO. Now, it also, one of the other things that ICAO does, it also goes ahead and tells what are the things that to be done in certain situations. For example, if an air accident happens and then the investigation is there, what are the standard protocols that needs to be made? What are the next things, that is, what can be done after such accident or disasters are happened? So all of this ICAO has defined, and it has been on a universal level. So if I'm talking about the liability issue as to how much the airline needs to be giving to the passengers, what are the insurance policies, the claims, the procedures, etc. with respect to airlines and the aviation in general, these are the recommendations and protocols which are defined by ICAO. There are the transport safety authorities in countries signatory to the Chicago Convention. So again, it is on a global platform that all this is taking place. So the safety authorities, that is the countries, need to be a part of that particular policy. The development of aviation standards and recommended practice is done under the direction of Air Navigation Commission. Now, ANC is the technical wing, you can say, wherein there are expert panels. These panels come up with suggestions, recommendations based on their knowledge of the industry. This is passed on. There are many votings which are done, and then a standard protocol and procedure is passed by the council, and this is then implemented on the practical level. So it is a technical body, ANC, Air Navigation Commission. Again, it is represented by the countries, the member countries of ICAO. Now, the next one that we have is an international tourism organization. Basic function of ITO is of expert, travel expert or consultancy kind of function. Now, let us see. International Tourism Organization is a company of experts which provides advice in the fields of tourism strategy. So suppose if a country is struggling with say how to come up with a tourist attraction which has a potential, and how to come up with policies which might develop it into, you know, attracting more travelers. So it might ask for ITO's help, and the ITO may go ahead and give certain recommendations, certain policies which the country can come up with. So which provides advice, master planning, development and investment strategy. So they can play a major role in destination planning. They can help the countries to develop and marketing strategies, overall planning strategies as to how to promote tourism in a better way. So marketing programs for the tourism, leisure industries worldwide, and consultation on the latest technologies, supporting distribution. So all this is done by ITO. So basic function of ITO would be as of an advisor, of an expert, or someone who can be consulted, that is the consultation services. ITO provides cutting-edge advisory services to governments, tourism authorities and tourism industry to maximize the short-term economic benefits of business and destinations. Now, when we are talking about advisors, to whom are these people advising? It can be either the government, it can be the tourism constituents itself and the other ones which are there. So benefits the destinations without compromising on long-term environmental, cultural or social integrity. Now this is where the experts are essential. So it has to be, the planning has to be in such a way that it is maximizing the profit, but at the same time it is not having any negative effect. So if we are talking about a particular plan or a destination planning strategy, its long-term effect needs to be studied. So here are when the experts are coming up, wherein they are not only studying the short-term effect of easy money, but they are studying the long-term effect also. What happens 10 to 20 to 30 years later? All right, this is what they are doing. So here again, they are helping into sustainable tourism. It assists destinations to find valuable, practical solutions to sustainable tourism challenges and to position them for international and long-term success. So here it plays a major role. Why? Because it is helping a destination. Suppose if I have a destination like a beachfront or like India has a huge coastline, how do we attract, how do we make use of such coastline with its immense potential of drawing the tourist to India? But care has to be taken that any kind of planning strategies, any kind of developmental work that has been done on the coastal areas is not affecting the environmental balance that India has. So it is not, it shouldn't be affecting it in a negative way, and ideally the negative impacts will be coming a bit on a later stage. So care has to be taken that the plans are such that they are not giving negative effects more. So all of this comes under ITO. Now let's concentrate on things like this Visit Britain. Okay, this is an example as to how a particular country can be promoted for tourism. Now Visit Britain is the name used by the British Tourist Authority, the Tourist Board of Great Britain, incorporated under the Development of Tourism Act 1969. Visit Britain was created in April 2003 to market Britain to the rest of the world and to promote and develop the visitor economy of England. So here again, this is the promotion which is being taking place by Great Britain, wherein they are, this Visit Britain as an organization or committee is undertaking various promotional activities, is undertaking marketing, information distribution, etc., so that it is having more and more tourist influx. It was formed out of a merger between the British Tourist Authority and the English Tourism Council, and is a non-departmental public body responsible to the Department for Culture, Media and Sport. So that is how it forms under Britain. Let's check what is coming under Dubai. So Tourism Department of Dubai, we clearly understand Dubai is a city which has grown from a desert city to the golden tourist destination that we see today. So there was strategic planning which was done, aggressive marketing, and today what Dubai is it's a destination for everyone. It has the nightlife, it has the theme parks, it has everything to offer to a traveler. So the work which was done was by the Developmental Corporation, Tourism Corporation of Dubai. Now see here, Department of Tourism and Commerce Marketing, DTCM, organizational structure truly reflects its role as a principal authority for planning and supervising the development of the tourism sector in the Emirates. Its teams are therefore organized to allow its customers, that is the travel trade, investors and visitors, both business and leisure and other government agencies, to interact with its efficiently to transact information and business. So clearly it is forming a platform to connect all of this. So we are talking about not only the tourism constituents, that is the hotel industry, the travel providers, but also the tourists who are going to come. And when we are talking about Dubai, It is a spot wherein it even attracts the business travelers as well as the leisure travelers. So all of this comes under the cap of DTCM. As per the Dubai Department of Tourism, Dubai is a unique destination that is both a dynamic business center and a tourist paradise, offering more attractions, shopping, fine dining and quality hotels. So like I said earlier, it is not only the business hub but also the tourist hub. So it has everything to offer to every kind of traveler who is coming there. From the timeless tranquility of the desert to the lively bustle of the south, Dubai offers a kaleidoscope of attractions for visitors. So clearly it has many things to offer to a visitor, and this is how Dubai is marketed. So today when we talk about Dubai, it is always on most of the visitors' travel plans. Now let's see another country, Singapore. Now Singapore is if you actually see the size of Singapore, it's a small island country, but when we are talking about how development has been there, Singapore as a tourist hub is famous throughout the world. It attracts all kinds of travelers to Singapore, and the major function that has been played for marketing Singapore as a destination, tourism destination, is by Singapore Tourist Board. What are certain activities which are taken by Singapore Tourism Board? The Singapore Tourism Board is a statutory board under the Ministry of Trade and Industry of Singapore, tasked to promote the country's tourism industry. STPB is actively promoted the development of infrastructure, including the building of hotels and tourist attractions just as Jurong Bird Park and Sentosa. Now we all know that Singapore is famous for its Jurong Bird Park, Bird Park and Sentosa Island, which has a Sentosa Park. So these are major attractions. It draws millions of visitors annually to Singapore. And this development, this developing of this has been taken up under the board. This is where they have promoted the development of it. Huge investments were poured in to build these attractions. It is now a popular resort island for both tourists and local visitors. The board also markets the city as the convention venue and organizes events to attract visitors. So yet again, like Dubai, we also have Singapore, which is also not only attracts the leisure travelers but also the business hub. There are many cargo big ships which have made Singapore as their base. So what happens is it plays a major role when we are talking about the overall export import industry of the world. So let's see the next which is there is the in the 1980s, several historic and culturally significant areas such as the Chinatown, Little India and Kampong Glam were earmarked for preservation. This place has expressed Singapore's cultural diversity and became popular tourist destinations. Now these are very famous areas of Singapore, wherein Chinatown is somewhere where you get the feel of Little China over there. There is Little India, where again there are temples, Indian community which is there. Then again we have Kampong Glam. So as Singapore as a city, it has many diverse cultures which are living together, and these cultures, these are the areas which are relatively olden, and they have been earmarked, they are being preserved as such. So what is happening is they are attracting the tourists. So a visit to Singapore would be not complete if you have not visited Chinatown or you have not visited Little India. So this has made sure that the preservation policies which have been taken place by the board has made sure that it has become a popular tourist destination. Now let us move to another country, which is the US, the United States Travel and Tourism Advisory Board. Now as the earlier boards, the tourism board, or let's see the functions of the US Tourism Board. The US Travel and Tourism Advisory Board serves as the advisory body to the Secretary of Commerce on matters relating to travel and tourism industry in US. The board advises the secretary on government policies, programs that affect the U.S. travel and tourism industry. Now, this can be the government policies like how the visa rules should be, what can be the other things, how the free movement of travelers across U.S. can take place. So, all these policies can be developed here. Offers counsel on current and emerging issues, provides a forum for discussing and proposing solutions to industry related problems. So basically it is a year that they are taking policies, they are making steps to attract more and more travelers, making it more comfortable, convenient and promoting US as a destination of tourism.